football.
Hey, we're going to get back to the show in just a second, but a quick shout out to Federated Mutual Insurance Company. Federated is here to help business owners, and they've been helping business owners in the state of Minnesota for over 100 years during pandemic periods and non-pandemic periods. It really just helps tremendously to have an insurance company that gives you peace of mind as you navigate the challenges of running a business. When you partner with Federated, you get more than just a policy. You benefit from over a century of experience in making businesses as successful as they can be. Visit federatedinsurance.com to find your local representative. And remember, at Federated Mutual Insurance Company, it's our business to protect yours.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand.
Oh, it's fun, crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Turns out I am sitting here with a future football GM.
That's right. That's right. Declan, before 8 a.m. today, right?
Okay.
The WFTs can either sink with that stiff Dwayne Haskins or go to a QB, and it also employs who comes with the full guarantee of the Vikings faithful.
Wow.
Taylor Heineke. What? 3.5 hours later, Daniel Snyder made the move.
It's reading you.
Daniel Snyder and Ron Rivera follow me on Twitter, obviously.
He's going to DM you.
Yes, that's right.
Follow him on Twitter so he can DM you the request to talk to you for the GM job.
That's right. That could be. I looked it up a week ago and saw that he was the backup to the backup, the number, the practice squad guy.
He looked good last night.
Alex Smith.
Came in last night. He looked good.
When did we fall in love with him? In an exhibition game or two?
Oh, God, yeah.
It's got to be 17 or 16.
16 even. Or so. Yeah. And then the next year he came back, but he was in a walking boot. He hadn't told him that
he tried to kick in
a window.
Yeah, he got drunk. He got drunk and... on some campus, right? Arizona or something.
He concocted a story that he was with a buddy. They went to a movie and locked the key. It was all BS.
Yeah, he was downstairs. He was down someplace chasing young ladies. And mm-hmm. It's kind of like Body Heat. He couldn't get in, so he kicked the window in, except that he didn't have a chair to throw, so he kicked the window
Taylor
in.
Heineke, man. He's back.
What is his college? I can't. Something like East Carolina or some damn place?
No, I think that was Tyler Thigpen, right?
Oh, that's right.
That was our guy.
What happened to him?
Oh, he bounced around, started a few games
for
Bills, right?
For Collars Bills, right?
They almost brought him back here at one point, but I think he decided to sign with Buffalo.
Old Dominion.
He was
Old Dominion before they became D1.
Taylor was with Carolina last season, I think.
He might have even
started a game for them.
Vikings 15-16.
Okay, so it was 16 he showed up.
Patriots, it's got an asterisk, off season, but didn't make it to camp.
Right.
Houston 17, Carolina 18, the St. Louis Battlehawks 2020.
Oh, God.
Who are they?
American Alliance team?
And did they ever...
Or XFL.
Did they ever play?
I can't keep track of which one was which.
Did they ever
play? Both of them
did,
yeah. Both leagues played.
Did they play? I didn't even know they
XFL played and then folded in April.
Okay. But they played without fans or something?
No, I think they were pre-pandemic. I think they had fans.
And they shut down. They used the pandemic to shut down.
They used the pandemic, yes.
They were terrible.
And then they just got sold to somebody.
Well, good for go get him, Taylor.
Did you see? Look at this.
Oh, this Haskins is terrible.
Career change.
Yes. What was he, like fourth pick? Third, fourth? How high?
Yeah.
He's a stiff.
Yeah.
That's why you don't want to take date. It's like taking coaches from Belichick, quarterbacks from Ohio State. When's the last good one?
Yeah.
They've had a lot of failures.
Going back to Archie Schleister.
Artie Schleister was,
I mean,
wasn't he the first overall pick?
He might have been. Yeah.
And he had a couple good games early, and it turned out he was betting on the other team. He was a complete.
Haskins was 15th overall.
Really? Okay.
I thought he went 15th. Snyder loved him. He thought he was going to be the
answer.
Well,
physically, he looked pretty good, but mentally, he's not with it. Boy, in the NFL, you don't realize how much all of that physical ability, how little it means unless you know where to throw a football.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. In college, you can get away with it because the guy's wide open and right, they're not doing fancy stuff when they're rushing you and stuff like that. The NFL, if you don't come up to the line and know and have an 80% idea who's going to be open, you're out of luck, right? Mm-hmm. Rodgers is smarter than he's ever been.
Yeah, this is
it's incredible.
This transformation back to him being great again is really interesting.
Yes, and they do.
And Devonta Adams.
I think he pretty much admits that he wasn't all in on this guy's offense last year, right? And they were butting heads, and now the shifting and all that, he seems to enjoy it, right? And Devonta Adams has 17 touchdowns, 109 catches, and he missed two games.
And those catches last night in the snow.
Yes. Yeah.
The fact he can keep his feet is, you know.
Well, now we see some drops here and there, obviously. But I say that between the gloves they're wearing and whatever they got on their hands and just their ability.
Yes.
Receivers make catches now that unheard of.
Yep.
Unheard of. Throw it in the general direction and they go whop.
Yep.
DeAndre Hopkins. Whop.
Or just one hand.
Yeah. Jefferson. And just think if Rodgers had got the receiver he wanted, Justin Jefferson. He wanted. That's why, Domoski told me the reason they didn't draft a receiver is the Vikings took Jefferson. And they were all in on him, but they didn't trade up to
get
him.
How would you stop them?
I don't know.
If they had those two.
I mean,
he's got Lazard and, the second guy.
Did the other guy, Shandy, I don't think he caught a pass last night, right?
Valdez-Scantling.
I don't even think they threw one to him. They figured he can't drop him he can't catch him when it's dry. They're not going to throw it to him when it's snow. Plus, they break out that fullback, that 250-pounder for Boston College who hadn't done anything, and he kind of wore him out. Tennessee did not look good.
And they always have a big tight end who can catch him.
Yes.
They always have that.
They found a new one.
But if they can play defense, I think they could be playing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
I think they could, and the Chiefs are, you got to hope the Chiefs play like they did Sunday, which was they weren't interested, really.
No.
And then they ended up, basically the Falcons. That was a great shot of that kid. I didn't realize this kid's the Atlanta kicker is the Pro Bowl kicker.
Oh, yeah?
He's like 33 out of 34. He missed it. He couldn't pull it because the ball went whoop.
Yep.
Must have been windy down there or something, but he looked like, what the heck was that? So, anyway.
Laquon Treadwell caught a touchdown. I had no idea he was still on their roster.
And I heard one of the highlights who seems to be revitalizing his career, somebody says. I don't know if that means he has 30 catches or something like that, but I'd take Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. That's not a hard
for one thing,
pick.
For one thing, you could spot him 12 yards and have a 50-yard race, and Jefferson would beat him.
But yeah.
When they drafted Treadwell, everybody said he's not fast. Mm-hmm. But he's got catch radius. You know, why did they draft him?
I don't know.
Why did they draft him?
He couldn't run a route.
He's a possession.
Thing.
Why are you drafting in the first round a possession receiver?
No idea.
I want somebody who can run by you.
And catch.
In the first round.
And run the right
and
route.
And catch. Yeah, Jefferson. Yeah, that's who I want.
Jefferson's biggest thing starting point-wise is he can run his routes.
Yes.
Like that was the Patterson problem. It was the Laquon problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't run your route, you can't play because the quarterback has to know where you're going to be.
Troy, we don't know if he could run his routes or not because if he did run a right one, he couldn't catch the ball. So
this is the greatest drop in Viking history as far as I'm concerned on YouTube.
Denver, the one in Denver.
Just right off his face mask.
Boy, does this guy. You know what? Trent Kirshner, this Jamal Adams from Seattle.
Yep.
Their defense was horrible, right? Trent Kirshner's from Fulda, Minnesota. And we have mutual friends. And Linneman and he are big buddies. And I think it was Linneman who told me this when they signed this guy. Kirshner told him he is a killer. Jamal Adams. He says he is.
No, they traded for him.
They gave up a number one first round pick.
Yeah.
And he said he is a killer, a difference maker on defense. And I have a hard time looking at a cornerback, defensive back, as a difference maker, right? But since he started playing, he got hurt and he was out for a long time.
This guy's a safety.
Yeah, well, see, but he's also a linebacker.
Oh, yeah.
He's like Harrison Smith, yes. And he, you know, they use him on the
Seattle
line.
Defensively now looks really damn good.
Oh, God, that game yesterday with the Rams was a defensive brawl.
Mm-hmm.
It was because the Rams, Aaron Donald's one of the five best defensive linemen in the history of the world. I mean, he's unbelievable.
Was Page as good as him? Like, is that a comparable?
Oh, for his time, because okay. He was, you know, he was 260, but just like Donald, he was instant, you know. I mean, he was off the ball. Page's greatest, the most memorable game ever for Page, they played at Memorial Stadium. And something to do with the Twins being in the playoffs, either 69 or 70, probably 69, huh? And they were playing... Might have been the Packers at Memorial Stadium. And they called a roughing penalty on him. And he got angry. And he got like three sacks in the next four plays.
Wow.
By the time he was done, it was like fourth and 38 or something. Somebody could not, they could not lay a glove on him. And, you know, when he was at his zenith, he was unbelievable.
And Donald, he is incredible.
He is. He's because he's, you know, he's only, but he's. 270, maybe. Mm-hmm. He's not, like, enormous, 260. But, man, is he quick off the ball. They were showing some of that last night, and they did a good job on that telecast last night. I watched a lot of that game since YouTube doesn't show me a Timberwolves game, even when it's on NBA.com.
No.
Even when it's on NBA.com, yeah. It's blacked out.
It's blacked out. Yep.
I said, okay, I get to watch a Timberwolves game. I knew that.
What are they going to do about this, Pat?
I don't know. They got nobody watching them.
There's way too many people that won't go back to cable.
No.
Or satellite. Or DirecTV, I should say.
Yes.
They're not going back.
Some of us aren't going back. Now, somebody said you can buy the Fox Sports Go app, but so I looked it up.
Declan, do you know about this? Declan just got a look on his face like, huh?
I looked it up, and it was like $54 a month or something.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't hear anything about that. I know, obviously, you know, with the Fox Sports Go, you can log into, you know, a bajillion different, whoever is your provider, you know, it can log in and stuff. But I didn't hear about a 55 only Fox Sports Pass.
Twitter, they were saying, there's some technological guys out there who know how to steal it, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Stream something.
Yeah, you can stream it to shaky websites, and that's what I've been doing. But you're also running the risk of getting malware and viruses your you-know-what, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing.
They're not. It's not like when they first started with satellites, though. And my guy Dark was stealing with something he had from Canada that he'd put. Sent him, and
yeah.
Every 6 months they had to change it. And the guys didn't know that he'd send out not the police, but somebody to knock on your door. We know you're watching it. We know you're watching. Meanwhile, Dark was in there watching Chinese League basketball.
Was he really?
My friend Kunze, Terry Kunze, the greatest basketball junkie in Minnesota history. I don't know what he has but he like watches European basketball.
Satellites.
Israeli basketball.
Yeah. Yes.
He just.
It's the different satellites.
He could give you a lecture on who's looking good in Spain this year among the teams.
The Wild people used to get the Canadian satellite to watch TSN.
But if you get now, and this was just DirecTV.
No, it was a special like DirecTV from Canada, and the bill would have to be sent to Canada. You couldn't pay the bill from the U.S.
Oh,
but then they could watch like TSN and Hockey Night in Canada.
Okay.
And so, well, and I think the building had that at one point, too.
Well, he's got something. I don't know what it is. He's not stealing it, but he's watching.
He probably has a bill that goes somewhere in Europe.
Do you get DirecTV that does have European stuff or not?
No.
You've got to get a special add-on.
To get the special satellite that hits that, yes.
Yeah. I did a thing with him before the Final Four here. And, I mean, this guy, you know, a great player at Duluth Central. Won the state title, then it was a Gopher with the Louis Hudson and Archie Clark and that crew. And but he's just like, he can talk to you for hours about what kind of offensive set some team in Spain is running, you know, that what a novel. I mean, it's unbelievable. And he used to go down and spend 2 weeks in Sioux Falls in March watching the high school basketball tournament, because he watches high school basketball out of Sioux Falls on his satellite, too, out of South Dakota.
Jeez.
He'd watch the high school basketball tournament, and then the Summit League and the Northern Sun. They had like two different arenas, three things going, and he'd go down there, and his brother lives down there, and they'd watch six games a day, high school, college, everything, you know.
Crazy.
He could lecture you on Class B South Dakota basketball and who's looking good. Can anybody beat Mitchell this year or something? So it's unreal. But meanwhile,
this is a problem, though, because, I mean, we're going to get to people can't watch the Wild, the Wolves, the Twins.
What's it going to be on the ratings?
I don't know.
You know, when people look at the ratings, you know, people will be saying, oh, the Wild ratings are down 2 points.
I'm not sure how that works,
And the it basically just... It's pretty
what's
much
gonna happen
it's
when,
pretty much based just on cable, right? I don't know.
But these teams are going to look at this.
You're going to have to start, you know.
It's a lot of young fans, too, who aren't going to go back to cable.
Yeah, the Twins can't. The Twins certainly can't afford to put 160 games on TV and have a two-share.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, when you get old guys like me going to streaming, you're in trouble, right?
Yes.
But at some point, I guess I'm going to have to think about. I got to figure out a way to go back and not spend $300
a month. But you might go back. A 25-year-old
ain't going back.
They're
not going back.
And if I'm the Twins, I want, you know, that kid a lot more than you or me.
But I sit and look at my phone and watch the play-by-play. I don't see the play, but I follow what's going on. Now, I haven't found one on the NBA that's, like, up to date. It's
play-by-play.
Always a minute late.
But you didn't miss much last night. I'm going to share something with you. You didn't miss a whole lot against the Lakers last night.
And Cat sounds like what? A month at least?
Week-to-week evaluation of a dislocated wrist.
That's when they don't say day-to-day.
It's at least a few weeks, if not more.
Yes. As I said on Twitter, I said, Wolf's fever. It takes no medication. Just goes away after 72 hours, you know. It's just anything. They can't.
They're their own vaccine.
Yeah, they beat a hard-nosed team.
It was a good run on Tuesday.
I didn't watch
Saturday.
It, but I followed it.
I watched both games.
Rudy Gobert and that crew. That's a good win.
Yes.
And then yesterday they were behind in the 40s, right?
Yes, 42 I think they were down by at one point.
How about the L.A. Clippers trailing... Now, Kawhi didn't play, right?
Correct.
77-27 at halftime.
Yeah.
76.
And they lost by 50, right?
They lost by 51. But they were down 50, and I watched some. I just happened to be waiting for the Timberwolves game to start on NBA.com, and then it didn't. And they were saying, you know, well, this hasn't happened too often in the NBA. Down 50. It has never happened in the history of the game. So, they've never been a team down 50 at halftime.
So the combined margin of the two games at Staples yesterday was 87 points.
Wolves
lost by 36.
36.
87 points of defeat.
Oh, man. And this league is it has become football. Except the percentage of the players is probably greater. But you turn on it, you go to the NBA game now, you have no idea who's going to play. You got no idea who's just a little tweaked. You know,
Davis didn't play last night.
They decide. Yep. Kawhi, I think, just played because he was feeling a little uncomfortable, and it's the third game of the year. But, you know, of course, nobody's going to the games right now. But if they were... If I was paying my money as an NBA fan, I would not be happy because you never know who's going to, you can buy your tickets early to see LeBron and have LeBron
happens
not play.
All the time now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bad deal. That's for sure that you don't know who you're going to get.
And if you're a TV provider, if you're ESPN, ABC paying those big fees
Oh yeah,
and Kawhi does not play. Yeah, a lot of people say it's a football Sunday. Bleep this.
I saw Mark Craig write this, I think Sunday, maybe yesterday. And he's absolutely right. How can the, and it, some of it is COVID related, but very little in the NFL. How can the NFL look at the rosters after 14 games and say, we're going to play 18 games?
Pure greed.
The last 2 weeks are going to be, the last 2 weeks are going to be ridiculous.
I know.
What are you going to do? I mean, the Vikings, I mean, how many of these are COVID cases that are out now? Nobody.
The Vikings don't?
No.
No.
Who would they put on the field if they had to play three more games? You know?
They would try and bring Troy Dye back from his concussion.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, it's you can't do it. You can't make these guys play that many games.
They're going to try and go up to 18 eventually.
Oh, well, aren't they going to 17
yes.
next year,
that's
right?
That's the plan.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 18.
Oh, yeah.
And they claim that cutting out the preseason is going to help that, but that's folly.
They don't play in the preseason. Craig pointed that out.
They play one half.
Yeah.
Basically.
The third game three. They play, they audition game three for a half.
Fourth game, no one plays.
Yep. Already. So they're going to do what? Play two exhibitions. So that's supposed to make up for...
The goal of this league is to beat up Dalvin Cook more than he's beat up, which is basically down for the 10 count.
You almost have to, if you're a coach and you have a bye week, say, okay, boys, if you're on my top 20, you're not playing next week either. Whoever we're playing, take 2 weeks off, go to the Caribbean, come back.
Yeah.
Smoke a little ganja, come back, you know. Try to get back in shape, you know, swim in the ocean. It can't work. It can't work.
But I don't think the league cares.
Oh, they don't care.
And guess what? The TV people are going to pay them. And once they've got that check, they really don't care.
Oh, and with the way revenues are right now. You know.
But, Pat, this all goes back to what you've said 1,000 times. The Players Association is so damn weak.
Yeah.
That they don't ever say, we're not playing 17 games. Are you crazy?
Yeah, well.
They just say, give us a little bit more taste of, you know, the money, and we'll be happy.
But we'll take it. I still think D. Morris is spending the season in the Grand Caymans or something. It's incredible, but the game is not intended to be played by human beings anyway. And now you're going to try to get 18 games out of them? I mean,
and 16 was probably pushing it.
Yes. Right. And they're doing the same thing in college. 12 games. I mean, not this year, obviously. 12 games.
Yep.
A championship game. And, you know, you can play 15 if you're Alabama or Ohio State or Clemson or somebody. You can play 15. That's ridiculous. Now, but the thing about the colleges is you got 110 players.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But they still... bruised and battered.
But do you think a guy like Zim, though, is going to say, yeah, you know, that's a lot of games. I'm going to rest these players, or is he going to say, hell no, I'm going to play. You know, he's going to play them.
Yeah. And
he's going to tell Dalvin, hey, a chance for 30 more touches.
A guy like Dalvin, man, he's got to tell him, I'm not feeling real good. You think they'll play him Sunday?
They're crazy if they do, but I don't trust them. Do you? Mm-hmm.
He might want to play and get more yards or something.
I wouldn't play him. I wouldn't play.
Who's the guy from Tennessee?
Derrick Henry.
He didn't get many yards last night, but he's going to. His Dalvin can't win the rushing title, can he? Or,
I haven't looked at what the
not unless you wore him out. Not unless you wore him out.
But I wouldn't play him.
No.
Why play him? There's no reason to.
That's right.
You're done.
I wonder what the Chiefs will do. I mean, they have nothing to play for. Are they going to be smart enough to let Mahomes, you know?
I bet Andy is.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Might play Mahomes a quarter, but I wouldn't play him 2 seconds. Take 2 weeks. Boy, is that going to be an advantage, being the number one seed and getting, because nobody else is getting a week off. You got 2 weeks to wait.
That is another thing we didn't need, another playoff team.
So the Packers beat New Orleans, but they're not in yet because if it ends up being a three-way tie.
Then that doesn't, then the head-to-head doesn't count.
Then New Orleans goes
because
on something.
They eliminate head-to-head when it goes up to a three-way tie. And the tiebreaker something else.
Then like conference record or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's yeah. What should happen is first you, if somebody beats somebody head to head, you throw them out and then figure out how the other two.
But Pat, the bottom of this conference, the playoffs are awful. The seventh seed is pathetic. Yeah. Well, oh, and the East is.
Washington's what? Had about 3 weeks in a row here they could clinch it.
Released their quarterback, yes.
But if Dallas can get to the playoffs at 6-10, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Philadelphia's out.
They're out. If everybody loses, I think Dallas, I don't know who goes, but somebody goes at 6-10.
No, I think if everybody loses, I think Dallas goes. I think you're right.
Wow.
And Washington can win it. But I'm just talking about the bottom of the playoff picture in the conference.
Yeah.
The seventh. I mean, the seventh seed should be nowhere near the playoffs.
We have one team in town we can be proud of, though, the Gopher basketball team. That was a hell of a win
you
over Iowa. Yeah. Putting up 100 against, the terrible second half. They're down 7 with, 30-some seconds to go?
Yep.
How do you let, if you're Iowa... How do you let Marcus Carr shoot with 5.5 seconds to go?
I have no
idea. Why don't you grab him?
I have no idea.
Why don't you grab him and make him shoot 2 free throws?
I don't know.
That's
your guy, Fran.
Not very good coach, Fran, no.
I'm sure Fran is not happy.
It's interesting. It's going to be an interesting world, college sports, with the transfer situation. Because they're not you're not even going to have to, like this year now, you're not going to have to wait. You can just transfer once.
Free agency.
It is. And I was thinking, you'd rather have transfers than some guy who's great, who's going to be leaving in 1 or 2 years. Mm-hmm. And you'd actually rather have transfers than the marginal recruit, right? The guy who's good enough to, let's say...
Do you know who would love this, Pat? Clem. Clem would have loved veterans, transfers, grizzle guys.
Yep, tough guy.
Clem would have liked, Clem would have absolutely embraced this.
Mussey would have done well, too, with transfers. But because, but the JUCO guy is now like, this is like when you bring it in JUCOs, except they've already played. But here's the deal. If you get them as high schoolers, they can leave on you. If you get them in transfers, you don't have them as freshmen when most of them are useless anyway, right?
Right. Yes.
And then they get discontent and they leave, and then they can't leave on you.
Yep.
Then, they can, I guess if they graduate, then they can leave again, right?
Yeah.
I would guess.
Right.
But who cares?
But it's veteran players.
Yeah.
It works really well.
You get a kid who played 14 minutes a game at some other college as a freshman, got that coach fired, and now you get them as a sophomore and they can't leave.
Yes.
So it's going to be, this is transfer you right here, right now. He's got what? Carr?
Robbins.
Transfer? Brandon Johnson. The guy who made all the threes.
Robbins, the kid from Drake.
Yeah. There's another one.
Gotch. Who's Gotch?
Gotch. Yeah.
Utah.
It's the fact that he hasn't, the last kid he got from Minnesota was a walk-on from Black Duck or someplace doesn't make any difference now.
Yep.
If you're good on the transfer, that's going to be the new hot assistant coach, the assistant coach that's got contacts all over, and who knows agents.
And who knows what cars these kids like to drive.
Yeah, right. That stuff like that. It's going to be something.
You want a nice car?
It's going to be
for these
something.
Last 2 years of your college career? We got a nice car for you. Your last year?
And, of course, the other thing that's going to happen is that who's going to go to the kid that fed Duke and Kentucky in those schools, half those kids are going to, not half, but 30% of those kids are going to start going to the G League where they can get $150,000 or something like that, right?
Yep.
And, not be in the draft, but now they're in the draft next year, so... It's the college basketball as we know it.
Big Ten is good, too.
Oh, yeah, it is.
This season.
But how about Kentucky? I think they're 1-6, 1-5.
Calipari is very upset about his schedule that he put together.
Yes, and Duke is, this is a mediocre Duke team, too.
Yeah, except the difference is Coach Cal talks about it and admits he screwed up. Your guy, Kay, don't admit anything.
Oh, no, no.
He never says, I'd like to punch myself for putting this schedule together.
No, although he didn't play much of a schedule. He played a couple good games.
Right, but I'm just saying if things don't go right for him,
oh, yeah,
he's out.
But Calipari is, you know, I went out to UMass when he was there, young. We must have been having a Final Four. And I was out there for like 2 days. And I'd always thought Rick Pitino, the old man, was the slickest guy I'd ever met. Mm-hmm. But Calipari put him to shame because he was young, good-looking. There were some young ladies covering him on their beats who were very impressed with Coach Cal. He had a relationship with them that was, they weren't going to go rep anything that was happening at UMass, okay?
Okay.
And smooth as hell. And then I ran across him a couple other times, but now he's just a chubby, angry, you know, I went down to do the piece on the kid Reed Travis, you know, when I drove up to Gainesville to do a piece on Reed Travis, got him for like 5 minutes, you know, which was a, you know, they're very arrogant about how they treat you.
Sure.
But he was brutal. He was just.
As far as a quote?
Yes. Well, he was up there, a few cliched quotes, but as far as trying to get 5 minutes of access with him or anything, he was just a complete jackass. So he changed a lot. He doesn't, I guess it. I think he wanted to leave there about 2-3 years ago and maybe go back to the NBA or do something.
He's been where? He was with the Nets, right?
Didn't work, yeah. Didn't work. And but I think he might have saw that what that he'd done about as well as he could with the one-and-dones.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Krzyzewski.
Well, and the pressure of that job in Kentucky has to be a pain in the ass.
I was there for, again, I don't know why. But when they had the guy that came here, the guy that was with the Timberwolves 15 years ago was a great freshman sophomore, Walker. Was it which Walker?
Antoine Walker.
Antoine Walker.
Yeah,
who was, you know, he ended up getting like $80 million not to play when he was done.
God bless the NBA.
Yeah, but he was like. For some reason, and again, we must have had a Final Four coming up or something, because I was there and covered a game, and they beat Georgia like by 30. And so I hack something out and send it. And then I was driving back to Indianapolis to see the championship day. So this must have been a Friday night, maybe a Thursday night. I was going to go to Indianapolis to see the last of the one-class Indiana basketball tournament. They played at a semifinals at 11-1, mm-hmm. and the final at 8. They played the semifinals and the finals one day, Hoosier Dome, 60,000 people.
Wow.
Right? So I was going to go see that. But when I get in my car, driving across Kentucky and then to Indiana, for 2 hours I got to listen to the post-game show, which was already an hour into it. They were already an hour into it. You know, and they were calling, hey, Bill, you know, that second, 10 minutes to go there in the first half, that kid turned it over. He traveled. Then he traveled again the second half. We can't have guys like that playing. I mean, they won by 30. They were bitching about everything. They were mad at everything. It was unbelievable. They didn't want any turnovers, man. Oh, God, they're crazy. They are. It's probably the number one basketball state, Indiana. Everybody talks about Indiana.
Yep.
But I don't think the other sports have made the inroads in Kentucky that they have in Indiana.
No, probably not.
Because they don't have any major league
But
teams.
That's got to be a pain to put up with that stuff.
Oh, God. It's like Notre Dame football, which is less lessened now, but it's a terrible job. There's no idea, but you can do anything here. I was at the Final Four in Lexington when Villanova beat Georgetown, mm-hmm. and I went to the Rupp Award ceremony. Can't remember who won it that year. But Happy Chandler was still alive. The governor of Happy Chandler, famous governor of Kentucky. I think briefly the baseball commissioner.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Happy
Chandler was baseball commissioner.
And was the governor during Rupp's time, right? And I'll never remember him talking about Adolph, you know, he said, Adolph would get his tit in a ringer and he'd come over and talk to me and let me get it out for him. You know, he said, and a friend of mine had covered him, Adolph, way back when they had the cheating scandal. Remember? That was way before both our times. But in the early 50s, they were shaving points. And they lost three of their players. Alex Beard, something like that. And they had like a 50 sub game winning streak, right? And now these guys get suspended and they're going to go to the NCAA tournament without their three best players, mm-hmm. basically. And the team, Adolph tells the team to discuss whether they want to play in the NCAA tournament. And meanwhile, Adolph goes to his secretary and has her type up a piece of paper that they aren't playing, that they aren't going to play, you know. So he comes walking back into the locker room and some kid jumps up and says, Coach Rupp, we've all voted unanimously to go to the NCAA tournament. And Rupp says, I am not going to the NC tournament with a bunch of short C words like you, and walked out.
Really?
That's what the legend was. That's what the legend was. That you know, Adolph wasn't worried about hurting anybody's feelings.
So he had three players who were shaving points.
Yes,
and decided screw it.
And
they're
still shaving points, but still unbeaten. Right? You know, they just But he wasn't. I'd have to look up who the three were, but they were great players. And he said,
point shaving scandals,
no, thank
man.
You. No, thank
I'm
you.
I'm out of here.
Early 50s, late 40s, early 50s.
There were some good point shaving scandals.
A lot of them going on, yeah. Yeah, and they were smart enough then to not make it terribly obvious, I guess.
So you couldn't get paid from your coaches back then.
No.
So you basically went to the bookies and had them pay you if you won by 15 instead of 20.
That's true. So I wrote a column today about myself, you know, that 55 years ago today, mm-hmm. I worked my first shift at the Duluth News Tribune, December 28th, 1965, on the desk. And you know, just about that first experience of having no experience and being up there in Duluth and not knowing what the hell I was doing and watching hockey, and I had never seen a game, and all this stuff. So my wife read that column today.
Yep.
And she said, oh, that was fairly good, you know. And I said to her, yeah, I just put on Twitter that I was thrilled that somebody had paid tribute to my long sports writing career. It's just too bad it had to be me. It's too bad it's had to be me, right? Yeah. And she said, well, nobody's going to write that until you're dead. You know, and I said, well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah,
I got that going. I got that going for me. So I can look forward to that, honey. She does not, that satire doesn't work well with
no, maybe
Mrs.
not.
There's certain times you can be watching TV shows and the satire is obvious, but mine always not. Falls dead. I should have a rolled up newspaper and a whacker in the nose.
No, don't do that. No, no, no. 2020 is a bad idea.
That's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
That's a bad idea. That's true. But boy, our twins aren't going to, Blake Snell's getting traded, but not here. Huh?
That's Padres, huh?
They're
giving him like two top prospects and a third who's good.
Yeah, and, you know, they would have had Clevenger.
I was going to say, Clevenger's out for the season because of Tommy
John. That's where they want to win, damn it.
Yeah.
They've done this before where they wanted to win.
But not like.
And then they cut. And, like then, they were and then they did win and they cut
they
way
up
back.
Like James Shields and Matt Kemp. And
yeah.
This seems more obtainable to me. Like well, they're actually getting young talent.
Their only trouble is the guys up the road are
yeah.
got so loaded.
That's true.
But they should be the two best teams in the National League, Dodgers and Padres, shouldn't they?
Is the Snell trade a good trade then? Like, if you're the Twins, would you have considered?
Who would I have to give you?
Well, you probably have to give up two of your better prospects, which is why you might not do it.
No, you'd have to give him Larnach,
yep.
and which I might do. And
a pitcher.
But they probably want Royce
Balcevic.
Lewis. They probably want Royce Lewis too.
Well, then
I'd give him one, and then somebody else.
Would you give him Lewis if that was the one?
Yeah, I'd give him Lewis. Lewis and because he's I think locked up for 4 years, right? Well, here's the thing: they might not be good enough to win right now.
Yeah,
the Twins. You know, they don't have Cruz. They might not be good enough to win. Catching, we don't know.
Yeah.
Garber's terrible, and we got to see more of the kid. Sano's an out. Rise is a decent player. Polanco is a decent player, but they're not that great in the middle of the infield.
Can Donaldson stay
they're
healthy?
Stuck to Donaldson. He won't stay healthy. And you let Eddie go. I don't think they're made to win, so I probably wouldn't have done it. I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to, everything being equal, and even if Cruz comes back, they finish 12 games behind the White Sox. I think.
You think 12 games?
Yeah, I think it's
the White Sox are good. Are they 12 games better?
White Sox are going to lap them.
Yeah. Wow.
White Sox are young, dynamic, you know, they're committed.
What's La Russa going to do, though?
Yeah, well, that could be
our
problem.
That's the one that I could see being a chemistry issue.
He can create a crisis. He'll be able to create a crisis. But
I just don't see how it works with all those young sort of brash kids who I love. And Tony La Russa.
Let me look here at the White Sox depth chart. I think we might have done this before, but what they consider to be the current White Sox depth chart. And see where the Twins are better than them.
They're not. The White Sox are better at first with Abreu, for
God,
sure.
Yes, yes.
They're better at shortstop, I think.
Yes.
Overall with Anderson.
Tim Anderson, yeah. Better at third base, probably with Mankato.
Yeah, well, they're healthier than
White
probably.
White Sox depth chart.
Catcher, they're better.
White Sox depth
chart. They lost McCann, but they still have.
You know, why was that such a big deal?
I don't know. Lost?
I mean, everybody's curious.
I don't know.
The Mets got James McCann. Who cares?
I don't know. Because Grandal's a fine player.
Yeah, Grandal will just have to play more. I'd rather have him than this guy.
Yep.
Okay.
Got it?
Madrigal's their second baseman. He's the kid, the little kid from Oregon State who's a draft choice.
Yeah, he's actually improving.
You'd take a rise over him, but not by much.
Yep, and maybe not by the
Tim
mid-season.
Anderson, shortstop, I'll take him.
Yep.
Third base, Moncato, I'll take him.
Yep.
They now list DH as Eloy.
Yeah, I think they're going to try and get him out of left field. He's a butcher.
And, you know, he's...
Well, the Twins don't have a DH right now, so... No. You take him.
Adam Eaton. They went and got Adam Eaton to play right field. He's okay.
Yeah,
Abreu, first base.
Abreu, a take?
Robert in center field. I don't know. It depends upon what the Buxton situation is.
Robert.
He's healthy or not.
It's Robert. It should be Robert.
It's got to be Robert.
Why is it not Robert? How can your name be Robert and you got the chance to go with Robert and you go with Robert?
I've spent my whole life trying to properly pronounce Spanish names. Zoilo Versailles came here in 1961, and it was at least 65 before we stopped calling him Versalles.
Yeah. You know, all these years you worked to get it right,
everybody
this guy's Robert?
Versalles.
Yep.
And finally he said somebody, hey, and Herbie Carneal or somebody, hey, that LL, that's a Y, you know, Versalles. So it took forever, but now we got a Robert. And I think he's just doing it to agitate us. So,
what's the Sox starting staff, pitching staff? Do you have that in front of you?
Where the hell? Pitchers. Where the hell is their pitchers? Come on.
Because that's the other place.
This is Fangraphs.
Oh, that's the other place where I think.
Giolito.
Yep.
Keuchel.
Yep.
Lance Lynn.
Yeah.
Dylan Cease. And if he's back from Tommy John, Kopech.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
Who throws 100.
All right.
And then
I think 12 games is a lot to lap the Twins by, but I think they're they're definitely the division favorite.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. So it couldn't have been quieter from these boys now, though. I guess they're waiting to find out.
Baseball is just off the map. Yeah, we don't know anything.
They don't know what they're going to do. They don't know. Well, everybody's afraid to spend money because they don't know.
And your guy, Manfred, supposedly told the managers a couple weeks back that they're planning on starting spring training in February, which there's no way they're doing. But it's January 1st, and we don't have any rules.
Well, I had a scouting report from Florida from an individual that was down there earlier this month, and they're not very aggressively masking up down there, from what I understand. They just go into the grocery store and go shopping and walk around. And
the governor's not exactly
he's
making
not
it a priority.
Board. He's not on board. But, you know, I'm tempted to go down there, since you can do as much there from there as you can from here.
Yep.
But, and just to walk around and do something. But I'm not. As you know, I'm not terribly paranoid about this thing, but I don't want to be walking in restaurants and
That's the problem.
I don't want going in to get food or going into grocery stores with a bunch of rednecks from the trailer who don't care, you know.
Yes.
So I don't know that. Hole in the budget might just sit there empty all winter. I don't know.
But there's no way that they're going to start spring training on time. Not the rate they're going. They're not going to start till sometime in March, I think, at the earliest.
Well, not the way the vaccine's going. What is anybody getting inoculated?
I thought you were supposed to be next in line.
I was.
I thought by now you would have pushed a bunch of people out of the way to get the vaccine.
That's why I wrote a column announcing I was 75. I want a shot.
No, I know. Last time I talked to you.
But I mean, is anybody? We're not hearing anything about.
I don't know.
You
it's know? Going to. It's
we're
going to
have 20 million
healthcare people and politicians, and that's all I know.
Yeah. Well, come on, let's go. What are we?
I'm
supposed
with you.
To have. They supposedly have more of this than they know what to do with, right? They just aren't distributing.
In some places, yeah, but in some places they're not distributing it very quickly, which is.
Well, we're spending so much time waiting to see who to give it to. We're not giving it to anybody.
We're trying to find out who won the election first, okay? Before we worry about the vaccine, let's find out who won this election.
I got a pretty good idea.
January 6th, a very important day.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
But it could be dragged on a little bit.
But it's all over Twitter.
What? January 6th?
Well, he keeps tweeting. Trump keeps tweeting about.
Well, he hasn't. The last 3 or 4 days, it's been mostly golf, hasn't he? And then he signed.
Yeah, well, he's
bill.
Golfing. You can't tweet in golf, or I guess you could.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, last thing. How about those Vikings, huh?
Wow.
52 spot.
Wow.
Zim, I will not make excuses, but none of these were my guys.
Yeah, none of these. But here's the deal. I don't think the Vikings should be bashed as beat up as they were at New Orleans. That should not be the principal bashing. The bashing should come while they were modestly healthy and played like they played at home.
Against Dallas or Atlanta.
Against Dallas and Atlanta and Carolina and Jacksonville and everybody else. How putrid they played at home this year was ridiculous because they had a schedule. Mm-hmm. When they went into that three-game winning streak, home streak, you said, they can't lose any of these games. They can't lose any. It ended up being 4 out of 5 weeks, and they went 2-2.
Yep.
That's what you should bash them for, is they didn't show up to, you know, and I know they don't have their crowd, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but they're still bad teams.
And
but the Vikings weren't ever that good.
Well, no, and you look at the offensive numbers, Jefferson and big numbers, Thielen big numbers, Cook big numbers, but where is it in the first half where you should be 21 points ahead of some of these mutts? You're going down to the wire to beat Jacksonville.
I told Declan, I think Kubiak walks away. I think he says, I don't need this crap.
You know,
see you later.
You know Zim's whining.
He's whining, and I don't think Kubiak came here to hold Stefanski's hand and help out, not to be the head guy.
Wouldn't it be something? Wouldn't it be great, though, if the Brownies figured out a way not to make the playoffs?
Did you see what they did yesterday, Pat? They had four wide receivers out because of protocols, right?
Yeah.
They threw the ball 53 times.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
Right. Yeah, and you got Chubb and the other guy are playing, right?
Yeah, Kareem Hunt was playing too.
And by the way, when they went on their hot streak, they were running, right?
Yes.
I see they signed one of our extra receivers today.
Oh, who
Hollins
this?
Off the practice squad, yeah.
But
they're going to use that as their excuse, but it would still be. Who do they have this week? I think.
The Steelers who won the division.
And
I don't know if they can move their seed.
They can't catch
the
Chiefs, so they probably will let them win then. Huh? They hate the Browns enough, though, to try to beat them.
But what's Stefanski doing? You got four receivers out, and you have Baker Mayfield throw the ball 53. It was a middle digit to Zim. He basically said, you and your run BS, I'll show you.
Well,
I got tight ends and like one receiver.
It would be... just so brownies if they were Maddie's not to make the playoffs after everybody was.
Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah. Well, at least they're going to make the playoffs. They made it once? Have they made it once?
As the new Browns, yes. 2002.
Derek Anderson, right?
2002. Was it Derek Anderson or was it Kelly Holcomb?
I thought it was Derek
but
Anderson.
The last time they won a playoff game, I think, was Belichick in 94, right before they moved.
Oh, wait, one more thing.
Yeah.
Gruden, one of the five greatest losses I've ever seen.
Oh, Saturday night?
Saturday night. They got 13 seconds to go, right? They get the ball.
Yep.
And not Rivers.
Carr?
Carr. No, who's throwing for, who beat him?
Fitzpatrick.
92-year-old Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. Mask and, being grabbed.
And some idiot corner, safety, whatever, lets the guy, reacts.
Yep.
Reacts to who? We don't know who he reacted to, but he lets the guy. And the guy throws the greatest air ball in the history of football that comes down. He catches it. Meanwhile, they're grabbing his face mask.
Yeah, I can't see anything.
They're grabbing his face mask. They kicked the field goal. It was unbelievable.
Well, and what's their deal with Tua? Like, every time he starts to struggle now, you take him out for Fitzpatrick. Why'd you play it? Why'd you bring Tua in the first place? Should have just stuck with Fitzpatrick.
I don't know. They got their whole goofy system, but that was one of the worst losses ever.
Gruden
wishes he was. He's making a lot of money, but he wishes he was back in the booth.
Gruden
kissing everybody's ass, which he did better than anybody.
Gruden despises defense as much as Zim despises offense. That's the problem.
Yeah, but he fired Gunther for no reason.
That's what Zim would do, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
He fired DeFilippo.
Unbelievable loss. But, hey, how about if they start letting fans into this arena in Vegas?
Yep.
You and Declan got to go out there for the back-to-back, don't you? With the Wild schedule?
I think they are allowing fans in that arena.
Yeah, maybe not.
I think they're going to allow
full of them, 5,000.
A limited capacity, yes.
Yes. They got them back-to-back, man.
Oh, it's all back-to-back for
right. I think it's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think it's kind of neat.
It's fine. So. 56 games is perfect.
Oh, yes.
44 to 56
is perfect. The NBA is going to try to play 70. Why don't they play 60?
I don't know. I don't know. This year is the perfect year to basically say, let's play about 50 of these things.
Yep.
Because you know what? It makes opening night fun.
That's true. Well,
it means points matter.
The way she's
night.
Looking with FSN and YouTube, my streaming service, I won't watch either of them. So
you're not going to be happy when the Twins start.
Keep me. Well, I'll have to do something then. By then, I'll be able to go to sports bars, right? Sit in the corner and drink Diet Coke.
I can't see you doing that too much.
I can't see me doing that either. I'll just have to go to more Twins games.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right, sir. Talk to you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy, Josh, will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.